Ian Scholes, I'm somewhat embarrassed to admit this, but when I was a small child, I was terrified by the 4th of July. I believe I was 5 at the time, when the fireworks started going off in the magical kingdom that was my mind. I feared that the sky itself would catch fire and the world be destroyed. I huddled on the floor in the backseat of our blue Ford, covering my eyes and ears until the noises stopped. Of course, I was way up past my bedtime, which would account for some of that irrationality. And I blame my parents. They could have clued me into the glory and splendor of bright explosions in the sky, explaining that they're harmless, and not incoming missile bursts from alien or communist invaders. Perhaps they could have thrown small firecrackers at my head. Anyway, I've grown up to be more or less a liberal sort of person, and rather enjoy fireworks now. I even enjoy it when the Blue Angels come to town and start zipping around the sky. Imagine my surprise then to learn that a new Harvard study says, in part, quote, 4th of July celebrations in the United States shaped the nation's political landscape by forming beliefs and increasing participation primarily in favor of the Republican Party, unquote. The study shows that, quote, days without rain on 4th of July in childhood have lifelong effects. In particular, they shift adult views and behavior in favor of the Republicans and increase later life political participation, unquote. Of course, the right-wing blogosphere has been going nuts on this. Somehow it proves that they are more patriotic than I am. Well, maybe they are if patriotism is measured by loud noises and sudden bright lights in the night sky. I question that measurement. And do all liberals hate hot dogs, petting zoos, and heavy metal bands? Do all liberals hate county fairs? These, my esteemed conservative pals, are the trappings of patriotism, not the essence. Just because a guy puts on a powdered wig, it doesn't make him a founding father. Of course, now I'm a full-grown man. I rather enjoy fireworks and the occasional mild midway ride at the fair if it involves an oversized teacup. And I do believe that tofu booths at county fairs are morally wrong. But what does this city say about me? It was a hot, rain-free 4th of July that terrified me. If I had not been terrified, I might be a Republican today. On the other hand, if it had rained on that 4th of July, there would have been no fireworks, and I would not therefore have been terrified and might also have grown up to be Republican. If, of course, not being frightened by loud noises is to remain a conservative indicator. I gotta go.